Ask Pat.
AskPat.com. Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 1007 of Ask Pat 2.0. And we have a show today that I think you're going to relate to because David McBride is calling in from Ireland, Northern Ireland, and he's struggling. He's struggling a little bit with accountability and keeping on track because, like myself and like most entrepreneurs, he has what is sometimes known as squirrel syndrome or bright light syndrome, or I don't know, there's a lot of other terms for it, but it just means we get so distracted, right? And we can't stick with one thing. How do we focus more? And that's what David called in. He's right in the beginning of his online business journey. So unlike some of the other calls we've had so far, David is just starting out. And as you likely know, especially if you've already gone through the process of starting a business, you know that that's a big problem, right? Something you have to get over. So we're going to talk with David today. But before that, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks, of course. I absolutely love FreshBooks, especially the new FreshBooks. It's like brand new since last year. They've updated it. They made it so much easier for us to do the things we need to do. And especially for me, because, you know, I don't just do coaching here on Ask Pat. I do coaching in many other ways. And I coach some companies and I bill them, right? And it just takes me 30 seconds using FreshBooks billing features to send a professional looking invoice and get paid. And not only get paid, keep track of who has yet to pay me, but not only that, understand who has even yet to open those invoices that I send out. So it's very, very easy for me to follow through. And so if you do any billing of any kind, or if you do any, you just are struggling with keeping track of your finances, especially come tax season when you're just like, oh, I don't know what's going on in my business right now. That's dangerous. I mean, you want to know what's going on in your business. You want to be able to easily print things out and track and get, you know, profit and loss statements and balance sheets and all those kinds of things. Plus automatically keep track of your expenses too, right? Because it can connect to your credit card and all that good stuff. Guys, FreshBooks is the way to go. And check this out. For us, those of you listening to the show, you can get a 30-day unrestricted free trial. And all you have to do is go to FreshBooks.com/AskPat and just enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Again, that's one more time. FreshBooks.com/AskPat and enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. All right. Now let's get to the conversation today with David, who has this amazing accent, and I think you'll enjoy it. So here we go. David McBride from Northern Ireland. Hey, David, thank you so much for taking the time to come on to Ask Pat today. How are you?
Not too bad, Pat. I'm happy to be here.
I love the accent, by the way. Where are you from, by the way?
Northern Ireland.
Northern Ireland.
You love it. I tend to hate it.
I need to go. I do have some Irish blood in me, and it's definitely on my bucket list to make my way up there at some point. But really quick, just, you know, why don't you quickly introduce everybody and or introduce yourself to just listeners out there and have them get to know you just for a little bit. Who is David McBride?
Pretty much, David McBride. I have spent most of my life in the military, and now, with life the way it is, family life, I'm trying to venture into the online business so I have more time with the wife and kids. Pretty much the goal here for myself.
I love it. And so you're just at the start of your journey here, is that correct?
Yes.
Fantastic. Tell me more about like your goals related to this. Like what? Yeah, I know you said more time with your family, but kind of what do you envision if everything were to work out? How would life be? What would you be doing?
Well, I truthfully can't complain too much. My life isn't too bad at the minute. I work part time at the minute, so I have quite a lot of time with the children. But it's more control of your time. My work, although it's part time, I don't get to pick my schedule. I'm there when I have to be there, and it doesn't always work out with normal life. You have kids yourself, you know.
Completely.
They have their own wee schedule that you have to try and stick to, and I would like to be there through pretty much all of it.
How old are the kiddos?
Youngest, Angus, is 4, and Daisy's 9.
So almost the same ages as mine. My son's 8, and my daughter is 5. So yeah, right there, I'm right there with you, and I totally get it. I mean, that's for me when I had kids, that was the most motivating thing, was just wanting to be with them more, and it really helped me take some action that I never taken before. Now, had you ever ventured into this world of online business before, or this is kind of the first time getting into it?
This is my first time actually trying to venture into it. I have had a couple of wee things up and running in the past, but nothing online.
Nothing online. What have you done so far to kind of kickstart your journey here?
Listen to yourself is pretty much the starting point.
Okay, so that's great. So we're right at the beginning. So tell me, like, what is on your mind, and what are you kind of struggling with right now?
The main thing I struggle with is accountability. I can't keep myself on track. I venture off into a million different directions, mm-hmm. mainly for other people, which kind of leaves all my stuff on the back burner.
Now, just to tell you, you are not alone in that, because even myself and most everybody who's listening to this right now can definitely relate to that, where, you know, we start something and then we kind of get off track, whether it's because we have too many ideas or we're working for somebody else. So don't feel like you're alone in that. But what are some things that you've tried that you just haven't followed through with?
It's I have had signed up to the Living Your One Thing with Jeff Woods, mm-hmm. Which I really do. I enjoy Jeff, the One Thing podcast. It's very good, and it gives you good hints and tips for that sort of thing, keeping you on track. But it's keeping myself accountable seems to be the thing. I've also tried the Miracle Morning, managed mm-hmm. it for a good few months. But after a while, you find yourself getting lazy. And it's when that there kicks in, it's how I don't have anybody in the online world or anybody in the actual business world to actually steer me in the right direction. Most of my friends, contacts are either family or else military.
Yeah.
There's nobody that I really have in that direction.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, it's... No, keep going. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. You crack on.
Well, what I want to know is what keeps you motivated. So from your history, what are some things that you have accomplished and followed through on?
Well, that's it. The military world is very easy to keep motivated. If you mess up or you don't do anything right, they're quick to tell you and not always the nicest about it. Mm-hmm. So it's there's no chance of missing something because you felt lazy. It's getting done one way or the other, whether you like it or not. Now, when I'm in my own town, I find myself quite happy for maybe a week where I'll put a bit of work in and then things just step in. It could be something really, really simple. Kids have a birthday party and I have something planned that day, so that there takes me a day behind. But instead of catching up the next day, that there ends up being a week later before I actually get back in track to go on.
Yeah, I mean, I think the big thing here is that you need some sort of motivation to get you to where you need to go. And I think in the military, like you said, it's really easy because you have other people who are going to make sure that you don't fall behind. And there's that pressure of making sure to do our part or else, you know, we're going to get yelled at or perhaps even be penalized in some way for that, where this is very common in online business. There's always a, well, I could do this tomorrow. And then if I do it tomorrow, well, maybe I can start next week or, you know, it's okay that I can go on the week after that. And so I think at first we need to really focus on like the why and what your goals are, because that's going to help us through that motivation. And then beyond that, I think there are some strategies we can put into place to help you stay accountable. I don't know if you've connected with any communities in the online space. Like I have a community on Facebook, and there's a number of people online in different forums and Facebook groups related to perhaps different niches that you're getting into, where you can connect with others and kind of create accountability partners. And that is something that really helps me. As you likely know, I'm in a number of different mastermind groups that I have people who, you know, are on my tail if I don't do what I say I'm going to do. And that is something that is very similar to like what you were talking about in the military. Like I feel like I'd be either A, letting those people down, or B, they'd be yelling at me if I didn't actually do what I needed to do. Those are a couple of things that are very motivating to me. And then also, you know, I think a lot of what's going to help you is just getting started with something and putting something up and just seeing what happens. And I think as you begin to do that, I mean, because, you know, I'm very familiar with Jeff's stuff for sure. And, you know, Miracle Morning, Hal Elrod. I mean, that's more, you know, practice and mindset type stuff. But truly, once you start to see even just a few things pop up that you've actually created, that becomes motivating as well. Those are the small wins that you have moving forward. So actually, let's start there. What are, if any, are some small wins that you've had as you've begun to get started? So with the time that you did put into place, what are some things that actually did come out of that work that you put in?
Well, the sort of things that have come out of it, I've done a couple of wee courses. I had signed up to the lynda.com and went through a few of their courses to try and get myself into the online world. Mm-hmm. Computers tend not to be where I spend a lot of my life in the past. Well, I haven't spent a lot of my life, mm-hmm. and now I try to get into it. That was a big thing, but I end up using that for work. I now run a couple of Facebook pages for friends and a couple of wee local businesses. I have built a couple of websites. Now, they're not great, but still I have built a couple of ones for other people. My own one that I'm hoping to get started, which I've just completed your Build Your Own Brand wee online course.
Cool.
I really enjoyed it. It's probably the furthest I've got with anything at the minute. It's my third construction of the same site. I have deleted it and built it and did it and built it over the last year, really, when I do find time. But this is the first time I've actually published it so that it is on the web. It's not complete by any stretch, but it's there so that I can continue on with it. The build that's there at the minute is the one that I'm sticking with, and I'm just going to keep going with that.
I love that. And it seems like you're committing to that approach, which is great. Tell me more about this website. What is it about, and who is your target audience?
Well, it's nice and simple. First of all, I went through your book, The Riches in, Will It Fly? Uh-huh. And as you say, the riches are in the niches. So I did start off with a basic apply to everybody that's joining the army mentality, which for the UK, you're talking tens of thousands each year. But the last 8 years I've spent in the Army Reserve, which is our version of the part-time. It's not committed to full-time. Uh-huh. So I have narrowed it down to just those that are joining the Army Reserves. The process is a simple process, but the time is very limited for the people that are going through the training because it is on a part-time basis. If you have no military experience, going from zero to completing the course, there's a lot to take in there in very few hours. The idea of the website is pretty much to give them all the basic knowledge so that they go in there, although they're going through the course and they will be taught a lot of stuff time and time again, they're not hitting it a million miles an hour where they have to learn everything in 5 minutes. They've got time they can spend on their own. Mm-hmm. Build up their own knowledge and also a few hints and tips that really do help them through that. I've spent the last 4 years with the Army Reserves recruiting and training people for going through basic training. So as you'd say, what would be your superpower? Well, that's what I've done for the last 4 years. So I know the process inside and out. And I get to see where people go wrong when they're coming in for their interviews. You know, just lack of preparation and things like that there. So it's all the wee things that you might not think are important that help you across the path. And that's what the site's there for. It's just really an online resource for anybody that's looking to join the reserves to make things easier and sort of take away a bit of the nerves, because it can be nerve-wracking for people that are just joining. Mm-hmm.
Well, David, that sounds like an amazing solution to a problem that definitely exists and something that you have a lot of experience with for sure. I feel like if people were to know about this resource, it could definitely be a hit, because I know that with career-based things, I mean, if you know my story, my first website was helping people pass an exam in the architecture field here in the U.S., and people want to know how to do something or get career advancement, and they often will pay for those resources knowing that it's going to help them save a lot of time and help them get to that, you know, goal much quicker. So I love that as your focus. And the fact that you are there with all that experience as sort of their coach along the way is great. For now, I'd love to know, like, what kind of content lives on the site, and what are you kind of planning to do with it?
What lives on the site? Next to nothing.
Well, I'm giving you validation that this is a great direction. So, with you being pulled in every which way, I would encourage you to stick with this one at least for a while and really build it out and turn it into that ideal resource that you would love to share with a new recruit or a potential recruit. This is something that you know, can truly be a significant resource for a person in their life journey, really, because, you know, it's helping them with their career and helping them support their family and such. So I just wanted to validate that for you. I think this is a great idea for sure. Now, obviously, there needs to be some content on there. So when people find this, well, it's kind of a two-edged thing, right? In order for people to know it exists, people need to find it. And in order for people to find it, sometimes you have to have content on there already that Google can find and that you can share with other people, that they can share with other people. So I'd love to know if you have a content plan moving forward as kind of like your next or even just kind of understanding what your next steps are.
Well, I do, as we're speaking, I have a layout of what has gone on the site. I printed it out last night in preparation for this sitting cool. In front of me here.
Love it.
So basically, you've got your people that are just getting started. And I'm sorry, I have stole some of your catchphrase, like the getting started, the home button for getting started.
Oh, do it. That's why it's there.
So that pretty much is the application process. Our whole process is online, talking through that, interview prep, the type of things that you need, how to dress, timings, the type of questions. I have written out a magnet type thing for all the questions you will be asked during your interview so you can prep for them. So that's that great. There's one wee section. Military knowledge be another section. I have a lesson section which breaks down into military knowledge, health and fitness, map reading, kit and equipment, field craft, and skill at arms. Each of them then sub break down into the likes of the military knowledge is everything from your history, the corps and units, the rank system, basic foot drill, training locations. Moving on to the likes of the health and fitness. Pretty much as I have three separate fitness programs. One, a very basic one for those that are just starting. One for those that are already reasonably fit and wish to move on. And then those that are super fit, which is above my level. But I've had help with a few PTIs and they've helped me set out a few programs. Wee things like that there, plus also how to prevent injuries, type of kit you'll need, good shoes for running, things like that there. Moving on, map reading in the Army. I instruct with map reading and it is one of the weak points with quite a few people. Mm-hmm. So it's probably my own wee pet hate that I put it in there. It's probably not necessary for that, but I think everybody should have a decent level of map reading. And if they understand the basics, everything else is very easy. Kit and equipment.
Dude, there's just so much stuff here. This is great.
Yeah, as I'm going through, I realize I'm probably rambling on here a wee bit. The big thing is there's not really, I don't see a lot of profit in it at the start. As in, there's no money in it to begin with, and I understand that, and I'm happy enough with that. My plan, truthfully, for that is down the line, when people get onto your system, if they use me before they start, in 2 years' time, when they're going for their first promotions and they're going to go through their courses, there's more kit, equipment, and courses that you can do and put on for them. Sorry, I'm just going to silence my notifications, apologies. No, right. So there's things down the line, but that's sort of like a two-year program. So keeping them in your email list. So down the line, when they are ready to go for the next promotional courses, there's certain things that you need and require, and also a couple of wee courses that you can put online mm-hmm. that you can sell on to them. But early on, the only place I can see to make money is pretty much through the kit and equipment, a bit like your own resource page.
Right. I mean, that's things definitely a possibility for sure. Although, you know, first of all, you just have to, and I think you know this already, you just have to be honest with yourself, knowing that, like, you're not going to make money within the first week or even month or a few months after the website goes up. But that's not to say you have to wait to that point where, you know, 2 years down the road, they're going to begin to start to want to transact with you in some way. There, as you begin to build this audience out, as you begin to create content, you're gonna find that there's gonna be questions that come in more than others. There's gonna be people who will want your time, and that's likely where the money will initially come from. Is a little bit of, I don't know if it's coaching, but it kind of is, where people who have questions, they just want to directly have access to you, and you can charge per hour for those conversations to really set them up for success. And that's not passive, obviously, but it's a start of you building some sort of monetary elements into this brand. And what happens with coaching a lot of times is people will do that one-to-one or one-to-many. You know, you can charge, for example, you know, $50 for a two-hour just full-on boot camp training session online with all the information a person wants to know. And even though it's likely the same information that's already on your website, people will want that information in a condensed manner. And you can sell, for example, you know, into a webinar where you might have 20 people on or 50 people on at once, because it's this event that you kind of build buzz for over time. And, you know, you can have 20 people paying $50, and that, there you go. There's $1,000 for just, you know, a couple hours of work after putting together a webinar. And that's something that you can have be something you do all the time. And the content doesn't need to change. It's just, you're getting new people to cycle through that. So that can happen much sooner than later with the information that's there, even for the beginner who is not even close to being promoted to that next level yet, but they're just getting started right at the beginning. Because, you know, people with career stuff, they want that information, and they want it in a convenient manner, and they want it quickly. And, you know, I know that in the spaces that I'm in that relate to education, there's often workshops that charge, you know, thousands of dollars to get access to. Perhaps there's something you can do in person that you do, you know, you rent a space out and you get people who want to meet in person and kind of do a workshop in that way. So there's a lot of monetary opportunities there. I think what needs to happen first is building out the content on the site, just to kind of start to get into the motions of that, get a feel for what that's like. And what needs to happen is there needs to be some sort of consistent plan with that, whether it's one post every 2 weeks, if that's all you have time for, or once a week, or even once a month, where you create like a bigger, you know, more beastly kind of resource that goes up, that just becomes something. Because, you know, this website is I feel, with the content and topic, is set up for success. It just needs to get cranking, and there needs to be some meat in it. So, I mean, I would just recommend going through your entire list of things that you just mentioned to me, picking your top five that, you know, are the most necessary things that people need to know, and just start writing those out, and try to spend, you know, a month writing those things, and then you can have those available, and then move on to the next ones, and actually start, you know, with the marketing and outreach. But, you know, I just am trying to be encouraging with you to show you that there are monetary options that are going to be available to you once you get, you know, even just a little bit of traffic and you start to build your list. I'm very, very happy to see that you've already thought about a lead magnet. So, dude, David, like, you're setting yourself up for success. I feel like that you're actually ahead of where a lot of people are who I speak to who are just starting out. So hopefully that provides a little bit of encouragement to you.
Thank you for that there. The monetary thing is sort of a side note at the minute. This is more a proof of concept that I can actually do something, have something successful online. The actual content, do you think five, six articles would be good enough for a starting process? I've been trying to get pretty much the whole thing, the lessons done out.
I mean, honestly, when I started my blog, it was just one post, and it was public, and I started to talk about it, and then the next week I had a second post, and week after week I started adding more. Typically what I recommend to people now is to have at least three before you start any sort of reach out, but that's all you need, because most people aren't going to go through more than two or three per site visit. But if they know that there's more content coming and they really liked and enjoyed what they read, they're going to come back, they're going to share it. That's definitely enough. So I wouldn't wait till you have the whole thing done. I would just create it as you are. I would just publish as you're creating it, honestly, because that gives Google the opportunity to find it and to show relevance to certain topics that people are looking up. Because people are probably searching for this information, and there's probably not that good information out there, especially coming from somebody with a lot of experience. So Yeah, I would just, as you're creating it and as it finishes, even if it's not perfect, just publish it and then move on to the next one. Start to build out that library. That's how you're going to get found and how you'll begin to build the resource. And, you know, honestly, for you specifically, David, I think those small wins, like hitting publish on an article or seeing your first traffic come in or seeing your first email subscribers come in, I think that's going to do big for you in terms of encouraging you to continue moving forward, because you're going to see that there's actually other people out there who might need this stuff.
Yeah, thank you for the encouragement. I'm glad you think it is a valid site. I think everybody has that feeling that really is this something that people want. For myself, I had quite a good insight because I actually interview and process the people that are joining through. I have maybe asked a few extra questions that pointed me in the right direction of what sort of information they needed and where they were struggling to find the information. Because a lot of this information is available online. The MOD, the our Ministry of Defence, they have a website and it has everything on it. Truthfully, it genuinely does have everything on it. But the point with that is the same as you said with your Green Exam Academy. The big business, you know, they just do it their own way, because I know they brought out their own exam the same time you had yours.
Yeah.
Although the MOD have their site and they do have quite a lot, there is a lot of information there, I'm not going to lie. They have loads of information there, but it is buried. And it's buried like 3-4 layers down. So unless you're determined to find it, you'll not find it. And when you're new to something and you're trying to dig and find it, you don't know what to type into the search bar to find it, well, then that becomes a bit of an issue. So although they have all the information, very few people actually read it and see it, which is, I'm hoping to take that side off it, make it easier, break it down into a more simplified speak. I think everybody in the army uses a thesaurus for everything. They try to make it sound smarter than it actually is instead of just using nice, simple words.
Well, you've basically told me exactly why this needs to be created. And, you know, like with my own experience with getting into a space where there was, you know, all the information was there already. It was coming from a bigger organization. The fact that it's coming from you, and I would encourage you to talk about your experience and share your name if you're okay with that. Because people are going to connect with you. It's you know, they come for the content, but they stay for you. And so, you know, putting more of yourself into that, and, you know, you're more relatable. You are somebody who is right there. You're not this organization with, you know, all these other things to focus on. This is your role here, and you're helping them do that to get that information and get it in a timely manner and just only the things they need. I mean, that's huge. When you hear me talk about, you know, serving others, that's definitely, I feel serving others is what you're doing here. So, to finish up, David, like, tell me what kind of realizations you've had from this call.
I feel fairly upbeat about the actual whole content, from what you said, a few minutes ago about just starting off with about 5-6 articles. I feel more confident that it'll be up by the end of the year, at least within the first couple of years of January, first couple of weeks of January, and then just build on from there. I do need to keep myself more accountable, which is, again, an issue. I know you want to finish up here, but you'd mentioned the mastermind class, isn't that?
Yeah, I was just saying, you know, if there's any other people that you've met or can connect with online in some of these communities, just even asking, like, hey, you want to hold each other accountable. Maybe we can, you know, send emails once a week just to kind of share our progress with each other. And that way, like, you know that you have to tell this other person at the end of the week, like, what you've done. And for me, that's very motivating because, you know, I don't want to tell them I didn't do anything because that's, I don't want to do that. So that could be an option. I mean, another thing that I think you could do now that you know, okay, look, like, we're going to start with this content. You've built out the skeleton of the brand already, which is great. Now it's about content. Let's put it in our schedule to, you know, I know the military is also very based on schedule. So perhaps you schedule, whether it's every day or every other day or certain days of the week, this is the time I'm going to write. No matter what, I need to honor that time. It's going to happen. And, you know, try to fit that in as best as possible.
Yes. That is always good in principle, but quite hard in practice with kids, I'm sure you know.
Oh, I know. I know. But sometimes you got to make those sacrifices to, I mean, not sacrificing time with the kids, but I mean, like, perhaps there are other things that you could see where you might be able to get some time back. Even a little bit goes a long way with this kind of stuff, because it doesn't have to be perfect is the other part of it.
Yeah, I think that's something we all panic about. Everybody tries to be perfect.
Yeah.
And try to live up to other people.
Cool, David. Well, thank you so much for taking the time. I hope this was helpful and encouraging. And I just encourage you to, you know, remember this conversation when you get to those moments where you're like, I don't feel like doing it, or I just don't have the time. See if you can find that time and keep pushing forward, because I guarantee you the when you put some effort into this, there will definitely be people on the other end who are going to find it and enjoy it.
Thank you very much for your time. And I was really happy to hear from you when you got back to it. It was quite a quick response. The Jessica is your assistant. She's very quick to respond. So it's always nice when you get that sort of instant feedback when you're emailing and try set things up. So please pass on my thanks to Jessica as well.
Absolutely, I will do that. Thank you, David. Take care and have a great day, all right?
Thank you very much.
All right. All right, I hope you enjoyed that episode of Ask Pat 2.0. David, thank you so much for your time, and I'm looking forward to following up with you to see kind of how this breakthrough affects what you do, and I'm hoping that you can stay on track. I'm hoping that you can stay focused, and hopefully everybody listening, you know, you can start to narrow down and pick a lane, right? Because it's like driving on the freeway. If you keep switching lanes, it's just dangerous, right? Pick a lane, stick with it. That's the best way to get to your destination. To save the most gas, to not worry about traffic on either side of you. Just go forward and conquer. So, David, best of luck to you and to everybody listening. Thank you so much. I appreciate you and all the time that you're spending here on AskPat 2.0. Hey, and if you like this show, I'd appreciate it so much if you just took a minute to go to iTunes, look up AskPat 2.0 or me, and find AskPat, and then leave a review for the show. I'd be so thankful for that. Because I'm putting a lot of hard work into this new format of Ask Pat since the first 1,000 episodes. And I got to say, I'm having so much fun with it, but it's definitely taking a lot more brain power, right? Because I have to have these conversations, and I love having these conversations, but it's definitely a different beast. Like before, I could plan my answers and you know what? Just I am loving this, and I need some encouragement. So if you want to hook me up with some of that, hook me up with a review, and it won't take very long to do that. And again, one more time, thank you to FreshBooks for being awesome and sponsoring this show in its entirety this year. All you have to do to get an unrestricted 30-day free trial to FreshBooks so that you can just take the headache away from all the admin work and financial, you know, organizational stuff. All you have to do is go to freshbooks.com/askpat and make sure you enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About It section. That's all you got to do. All right, guys, thanks so much. If you haven't done so already, please subscribe. And then make sure you check out the next episode, because we got more coming your way. Thanks again, guys. Take care, and I'll see you in the next one.